Chapter 1. Job Centre. Patrick Smith. Ms. Stephanie Hardwick bluntly told Patrick Smith, "You need a haircut." Her name was displayed on her desk sign and a prominent name tag on her blouse, and of course Patrick knew it from his previous visits. Patrick thought insultingly that Hardwick was a busybody and jobs worth at the Job Centre, where she was handling his case and employment prospects. Patrick knew he needed a haircut. There was just the small matter of paying for it. He had been unemployed for over 3 months, waiting for his benefits to be assessed. It was all taking too long. He'd complain to anyone who would listen, which was mostly just Stephanie. He was months overdue on rent and would soon receive an eviction notice. For several weeks, the Job Centre representative informed him that there were no available positions except waiting staff for minimum wages in fast food restaurants. That was alongside her inability to expedite his benefit claims due to being short-staffed. At least Stephanie Hardwick had not insisted on him applying for or taking a job flipping burgers. That was during his check-in before the news this Thursday that she had arranged an interview for him on the following Tuesday. Hardwick claimed she had tried to call and sent an email, but Patrick had sold his laptop for cash, his phone was out of credit, and he couldn't afford to top up or charge it. His electricity and gas heating were on a prepayment meter too, a landlord's sublet online system. That was also out of credit. No gas also meant no hot water. Winter was approaching, and he had no idea how he would cope. There was no food in the flat, except a nearly empty bottle of tomato ketchup in the non-functioning fridge. Ms. Hardwick asked, "Do you have a suit?" She did not appear to believe that he would have one. The question served as further evidence that she hadn't reviewed his file to refresh her memory of the jobs he had held since leaving university. At a previous meeting, she expressed surprise at his degree in classical literature, before snidely stating, "Not a great choice of jobs." As if Patrick didn't know that. He could become an English teacher if he took the PGCE to get the teaching qualification. It would result in another year of mounting debts. He didn't want to be an English teacher. He had told Hardwick about his disinclination after she suggested a teaching position the week before. She hadn't remembered. Patrick knew Hardwick was busy with a strict schedule of appointments, and she had no time to explore career options or provide more advice, despite the haircut suggestion. The queue of individuals waiting before and after Patrick's arrival was not indicative of any economic recovery. The absence of other advisors in the Job Centre didn't inspire confidence. There were rows of empty desks, leaving Stephanie Hardwick and two others to deal with the regular appointments and new registrants. The fact that Patrick wasn't alone in his search for work should have provided some comfort. It didn't. "Yes," Patrick replied to the suit question. The garment was old but still wearable. Patrick hadn't needed it in his last job. He had a couple of neckties and shirts too. He'd once started a role in a bank. That was a graduate scheme after university. He had hoped to fly high. He had the tuition and maintenance loans to repay once he reached the salary threshold. Despite that future debt, he had a reasonable starting salary. After a few months of progress, he had money in his bank account and had taken on a flat lease. He had enough spare cash to engage in some limited, albeit unsuccessful, girl-orientated socialising, which proved to be more challenging than at university. It hadn't lasted. He should have known it wouldn't. No girlfriend now. Not since Christine, really. The flat in its current state was not conducive to invitations back, and he had no money to fund nights out. His rent, travel costs, and some food expenses had consumed his entire starting salary. Patrick was due a tax rebate, if he ever got a response from HMRC. PAYE tax and national insurance deductions at temporary rates needed to be adjusted for his lack of employment for the tax year. He had no idea if he'd ever see them. That might clear some of the rent arrears.